Well, we're here with Drew Snyder. How do you feel playing against Jesse tonight? And Dan.
I mean, so many familiar faces on that team, coaches included, you know. So it was a good game. I mean, tough. They're a really good team. And balls just seemed to bounce our way at the end. And it was close. It was a fight. And we expected it. And we were just lucky to come out on top.
Everything's going your way this year so far, right?
Yeah, for the most part.
You worry about that a little bit sometimes?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, for sure.
It's a little scary being undefeated sometimes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this was, I think, our biggest challenge. I mean, and the score reflects it. But, yeah, you're right. We've been, honestly, it's been a little easy. And I'm sure that the second half of the season is going to be a lot different, and we know that.
After versus last year, what's different about the team? You added a few guys, but the team just seems a little bit more confident than I remember last year.
Yeah.
Of course, Brendan's healthy.
Yeah, Brendan's healthy. We're just all playing well, you know, and that's what we say is, like, just be yourself and do your job, and we've been doing that this season, and it's nothing crazy, no special formula. We're just playing simple lacrosse.
Turp sort of broke your heart this year, man.
No.
The heights were so there, and then all of a sudden, like, the offense just, it vanished.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't see too many games. I was wanting to get back for some games, go to Bird and check him out, but I never got to see him in person. I had my Final Four ticket all bought, and I was ready to go, so I was a little bummed out, but you know what? It's all right. Those guys, that senior class, so talented and put it so much into that program, so I wouldn't look at it as a disappointment. They were a part of a pretty good run.
It was a disappointment.
Yeah, they might.
When you're
look
number
at it
one
at
for half the season.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, they might.
What's Drew Snyder doing now?
I'm back at home in Seattle. I just started a company called Cityside Lacrosse with Chris O'Doherty, one of the defensemen on the Outlaws, who's living also in Seattle. And we're getting that going. I just coached Nathan Hale's high school team, the state championship. So lacrosse out in Seattle has been going great, and I'm just glad to be home with my brother and my family. And
I'll tell you this much. We miss you in Maryland, that's for sure.
Yeah. All right. I miss Maryland.
Good luck to you, too, baby.
All right. Good
to see you.
Yeah.